AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. The Supreme Court has upheld a broad conception of birthright citizenship, rejecting President Trump's executive order that declared children born to parents who are in the U.S. illegally or temporarily are not American citizens. Cody Wofsy of the ACLU says it's encouraging.
There's a lot of pain in the country right now, particularly among those targeted communities. But I think that decisions like today's can give us all a real measure of hope that we can hold the line when it matters most. We can push back and achieve a measure of justice for vulnerable populations who are being targeted.
The Supreme Court is upholding state laws barring transgender girls and women from playing on school athletic teams, and another setback for transgender people. The High Court also erased limits on how potential parties can spend in coordination with candidates for Congress and president, striking down a federal election law that's more than 50 years old. New Jersey Republican Congressman Tom Keene Jr. revealed the reason for his four-month absence from the House.
I was given the diagnosis of depression. Now, when people hear the word depression, many people think means feeling sad. But depression is so much more than that.
California Democrat Pete Aguilar says Keene could have been more transparent.
Hiding it and cloak and dagger and where in the world is Tom Keene is just a little weird for, I think, all of us to understand.
Publisher Simon & Schuster says regime change inside the imperial presidency of Donald Trump sold more than 300,000 copies in its opening week. Norway beat Ivory Coast 2-1 to move ahead at the World Cup. On Wall Street, stocks are higher at the closing bell. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. LeBron James will play a record 24th season in the NBA, but not in Los Angeles for the Lakers.
The league's all-time leading scorer will move on after 8 seasons in LA. The next stop could be with his 4th different franchise. After starting in Cleveland, James made his famous decision. Moving to Miami in 2010 and joining Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh.
The best opportunity for me to win.
2 titles later, he was back in Cleveland.
Exciting for fans, exciting for the city.
And 4 years later, headed to Los Angeles, where a playoff loss last year led to retirement questions.
I don't know. I don't have the answer to that.
He was back in LA this year for a record 23rd season. James now has a slew of options, including Golden State, where he's close with coach Steve Kerr, Steph Curry, and Draymond Green. I'm Sagar Meghani.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.